This is how most Americans learned the news that Friday afternoon in November 1963.
This is Walter Cronkite in our newsroom. There has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy.
Stuart Burns of North Adams was in band practice at Mount Greylock Regional High School when he heard the superintendent's voice over the PA system notifying students and faculty that the president had been shot.
The trauma for me was somewhat different, was very different than for just about anybody else except my siblings, and that is that I knew President Kennedy. I had known President Kennedy. I had met him several times. I had been to his home in Georgetown, Washington. He had been to my home in Williamstown.
Burns's father, James McGregor Burns, campaigned with JFK in 1958 when Kennedy was running for re-election to the U.S. Senate and Burns was vying for a seat in Congress. Having lost the race, Burns went on to write the first biography of JFK, titled John Kennedy, A Political Profile, published before he was elected to the Oval Office in 1960.
What my father told me later was that he was actually teaching a class. He was teaching a political science class at Williams. And in the middle of this class, political science class, someone came in and told him, because you know everyone knew that he was a friend of Kennedy's, that he was his biographer, that he was an expert on Kennedy. Someone came in and told him that Kennedy had been shot and killed.
Burns says he remembers going home that afternoon and seeing his father transfixed to the television, as most Americans were. But soon the elder Burns became part of the news coverage, despite a recent rift with the president over the biography.
As early as that night, Friday night, but certainly by Saturday morning, these huge vans descended on our home at the foot of Park Street in Williamstown and, you know, just kind of jam-packed into our driveway. These huge, long vans, one from each of the national networks, you know, NBC, CBS, and ABC. And because my father was his biographer and was his friend and sometime advisor and had known him well, he was somebody that, you know, everybody in the media world wanted to talk to and interview. And so, you know, I just remember just nonstop Saturday and Sunday, you know, our living room was just taken over by all the lights and the cameras and the wires.
Now, 50 years later, the younger Burns recalls the multiple occasions he met JFK, admitting he felt a closeness with the president. One of the most memorable includes taking the place of his father at a $100 per plate dinner in Boston in May 1961 and seeing a red-faced Kennedy smoking a cigar. As a 12-year-old political enthusiast, Burns was tasked with keeping an eye on poet Robert Frost's possessions at the table. Burns also recalls a less formal moment during the 1958 campaign.
My father walked down to the limousine to get in, and he said to Senator Kennedy, "Now my two boys are up on the porch there. Would you wave to them? Would you be willing to wave to them?" And Kennedy said, "Oh, bring him on down."
James Burns is now 95 and unable to go on tape. Stuart Burns went on to become a historian of the 1960s and currently works at Williams College.
But at that time, he was my hero, and he was killed and taken from me and from all of us. And that weekend of absolute horror, I will never forget. It's with me as vivid as today.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.